Hi, Rebecca Shear here, inviting you to join the Circle Round Club. You can get ad-free episodes, bonus bedtime stories, and first dibs on tickets to Circle Round events, plus exclusive access to our club store, where you can get special extras, like a personalized birthday message from me. Join today at wbur.org/CircleRoundClub.
Produced by the iLab at WBUR Boston.
Once upon a time, as soon as I said those words, your ears probably perked up, right? There is something so magical about being swept up into a story. And on today's episode, we'll meet three friends whose passion for telling stories changes their entire future. I'm Rebecca Shear, and welcome to Circle Round, where story time happens all the time. Today, our story is called The Lamb with the Golden Fleece. It was inspired by a folktale that's been told for years and years in Iraq, a country in the Middle East. Some really great people came together to help bring you this tale, including Kathleen Chalfant, a Tony Award-nominated actress whom you grown-ups might recognize from The Affair on Showtime and House of Cards on Netflix. So, circle round, everyone. For The Lamb with the Golden Fleece. Ari, Amelia, and Omar were as close as three friends could be. They came from the same village, they loved the same foods, and they all shared a passion for telling stories. After they graduated from the local university, Ari, Amelia, and Omar decided to set out together and travel the world. First, though, they wanted to earn some money to help pay for their travels. On the first day of their job search, they met a farmer. She was seeking someone to tend her sheep for the winter.
The work days are long and the weather is cold, but the three of you will make a great team. There's just one thing. My village has fallen on hard times, so I cannot repay you. Well, not with money anyway. But if you work for me until the spring, when all the new lambs are born, you may each choose one lamb to call your own.
Ari, Amelia, and Omar decided the deal sounded fair enough. So all winter long, they tended the flock of sheep. While they worked, they spun grand tales of the extravagant lives they would one day lead.
Friends, I'm going to be so rich, I'll have 7 different beds. One to sleep on each night of the week.
You think that's rich, Ari? I'm going to be so wealthy, I'll have 12 houses. One to live in each month of the year.
Ari, Amelia, you're not dreaming big enough. I'm going to be so well off, I'll have 365 shirts and hats and pairs of pants and shoes so that I'll never wear the same thing twice. I'll be known as Omar, the best-dressed man in the world.
This went on all winter. In the spring, the lambs were born. The tiny creatures were all soft as a cloud and white as the snow, except for one.
Is it just me, or is that lamb?
It can't be.
It's golden.
It was true. Among the farmer's cuddly little lambs was one that was golden as the sun.
Ari, Amelia, Omar, when winter began, I promised each of you could choose your own lamb. Now the lambs are here. So, which one do you pick, Ari?
Ari answered without hesitation.
Me? I choose the golden lamb, the golden one.
And, Amelia, which one do you choose?
There's no question. I want the golden one, too.
Omar, how about you?
I can't deny it. The golden one! I want the lamb with the golden fleece.
The farmer smiled.
Well, there's only one golden lamb, and there are three of you. So you must decide amongst yourselves who shall get the lamb with the golden fleece.
The three friends were stuck. They knew that whoever got the lamb could sell it at the market and make tons of money. enough money to start a new journey and a new life. That's when Omar had an idea.
Friends, how about this? What do you say we venture to the capital city and take our case to the judge there? She's famous for being the wisest person around. Perhaps she can decide which one of us deserves the lamb with the golden fleece.
That's a great idea, Omar.
I agree. Let's go.
So, golden lamb in hand, the three friends set out for the capital city. All the way there, they argued over which one of them most deserved such a treasure. When they reached their destination, they stood before the judge, a tall woman with a billowing black robe flowing to the ground, and explained their situation.
You three do have quite the situation on your hands, don't you? Tell me, Ari, why do you think you deserve the lamb with the golden fleece?
Well, Your Honor, it's simple. I should get the lamb because I am the eldest. Aren't we taught all the way from childhood to respect our elders? What better sign of respect than to allow me, the eldest, to have the lamb?
You make an interesting point, Ari. Now you, Amelia, why do you think you deserve the lamb with the golden fleece?
I deserve it, Your Honor, because I am the most clever. If I got that lamb and sold it, I could think of all sorts of brilliant ways to put the money to use, ways no one else could dream up in a million years.
I see. And how about you, Omar? Why do you think you deserve the lamb with the golden fleece?
In short, because I'm the most patient, Your Honor. Give me that lamb, and I'll take my time figuring out the best way to make use of it. You won't see any rash decisions from me.
The judge furrowed her brow and rubbed her hands together for a moment. At last, she spoke.
There's no doubt. I have a tough decision ahead of me. You've all stated your cases so eloquently. In fact, it's clear to me that each one of you has an extraordinary gift for words. So extraordinary, in fact, that I shall let that gift be the deciding factor.
The three friends were confused.
Words, Your Honor?
With all due respect, how can a gift for words decide anything?
Especially a decision as tricky as this one.
The friends knew the judge must have some brilliant plan up her sleeve, but what could it be? What do you think the judge means when she says words will decide who wins the lamb with the golden fleece? We'll find out after a quick break. Welcome back to Circle Round. I'm Rebecca Shear, and today's story is called The Lamb with the Golden Fleece. When we left off, a wise judge was deciding which of three friends, Ari, Amelia, and Omar, would win a lamb with golden fleece. The friends all loved telling stories, and the judge told them that their gift for words would determine who got the lamb.
All right, my friends, here's what you must do. You must each tell me a story, and whichever of you tells the best tale, you shall be the winner. The lamb with the golden fleece shall be yours.
Now remember, Ari, Amelia, and Omar had been sharing stories with one another their entire lives, so they had a lot of practice. Ari, the eldest, stepped forward and bowed.
If it please Your Honor, I shall share the first story.
Yes, please, Ari. I'm all ears.
Well, once upon a time, there was a woman, a farmer, who wanted more than anything to have children. One night, she wished upon a star for some kids, and her wish was granted. In fact, when she got home, she had 100 kids waiting for her. But she and her husband worried about all those mouths to feed. So the woman made a bet with a dragon who had piles and piles of gold in his lair. Whichever of the two could prove they were stronger, that's who would get the gold.
The judge's eyes grew wide as Ari spun his tail. At last, the young man finished.
So, together, Stella and her children carried the gold into their home one handful at a time. After counting it, they realized they had just enough so that they'd live comfortably and never go hungry.
Bravo, Ari, bravo. That was a marvelous story. one that will be difficult to equal. Amelia, are you up to the challenge?
Amelia stepped forward and bowed.
I am, Your Honor. There once was a young merchant who was so honest and generous, his customers always took advantage of him. But he wanted to prove that he was good at his job, so he went out into the world with a bag of onions, which were so cheap that only the best merchant could actually make any profit from them. Then one day he got into a shipwreck, and he found himself in a kingdom that was full of diamonds.
The judge smiled as Amelia wove her yarn.
Onions were even more.
Finally, she came to the end.
So the brother and sister got the queen to take all their garlic. In exchange, she told them they'd get the most valuable thing in her kingdom. And when they got home, their ship wasn't full of silver or gold. It was full of onions.
Simply fantastic, Amelia. But we have one last story to hear. Are you ready, Omar?
Omar stepped forward and bowed.
Readier than ever, Your Honor. Although my tale is the last, I promise it shall not be the least. It all began on an island far, far away, where there lived a very good and very honest fisherman. One day, the fisherman met a mysterious stranger who gave him a magic jar. All you had to do was ask the jar for something you needed, and it would give it to you. But once you had enough, you must tell it to stop. Well, one day the man's older brother, a very selfish, mischievous fellow, he decided he would steal the jar and use it to get rich.
The judge chuckled with delight as Omar shared the twists and turns of his tale. At last, Omar came to the end.
And because the bad brother never told the jar to stop, the salt spilled over the sides of the jar and into the boat. Before long, the boat and the jar sank deep, deep below the waters. The brother swam home, empty-handed. And that is why, today, all of our oceans are salty.
The judge smiled and clapped her hands.
Omar, Amelia, Ari, you've all told most excellent stories. All three of you. But before I make my final decision about who gets the lamb with the golden fleece, there's one more thing you must do. You must answer this question. If I were to choose you, and you sold the lamb, what would you do with the fortune you received from the sale? Ari, let's have you go first.
Your Honor, that's simple. I would rent a stall in the marketplace, and I'd open a shop. I would sell silks and spices, and before long, I would be rich.
Uh-huh. And you, Amelia, what would you do?
I would use the money to learn how to keep accounts, Your Honor. Then I could work for a rich business person and make my place in the world.
I see. And you, Omar? What is your answer?
Were I to receive the lamb and sell it, Your Honor, I would travel abroad and bring back all sorts of rare, interesting things. I would sell them and use my profits to buy even more rare, interesting things. Before long, my fortune would be made.
The judge nodded thoughtfully. She began pacing in front of the three friends, her long black robe trailing along the ground behind her.
Ari, Amelia, Omar, you have provided fair answers to my question. And the stories you told, each one was different and special in its own way, but ultimately they were all of equal excellence. Therefore, I have decided that I will take the lamb with the golden fleece and sell it myself. I will divide the profits equally among the three of you. Is that acceptable to you all?
Upon hearing the judge's words, Ari, Amelia, and Omar were surprised and not very happy.
But, Your Honor, the three of us have already agreed. Only one of us must get all the profits.
That way, at least one of us can go out and make his or her fortune in the world.
So with all due respect, if you divide the profits into three parts, none of us will have enough money to do anything.
The judge stopped her pacing and held up her hand.
Listen, I hear you, I do. But now you must hear me. I promise, each one of you shall have just what you need to start a rewarding new life. Now, wait here.
The friends watched the judge walk out of the room, her long robe trailing behind her. As soon as she was gone, they began to chatter.
What do you think the judge will bring when she comes back?
Well, surely that lamb is worth a fortune. so maybe she'll come back with a chest of gold coins.
Or two chests.
Or, better yet, three. One for each of us.
The three friends began bouncing up and down with eagerness. When at last the judge returned, she was dragging a massive burlap sack.
Thank you for your patience, my friends. I hope I didn't keep you waiting too long.
Of course not, Your Honor. We can't wait to see what you've brought back for us.
Ah, well, let me show you.
The judge reached deep into the burlap sack. Ari, Amelia, and Omar leaned forward, so excited their hands were trembling. But when they saw what the judge took out of the sack, their excitement turned to bewilderment.
But that's...
Wait a minute.
What?
You see, out of the sack, the judge had not pulled a chest of gold coins. Or two. Or three. No, she'd pulled out three warm cloaks, three sturdy pairs of shoes, and three loaves of fresh bread. Ari, the eldest, stepped forward.
With all due respect, Your Honor, what about our money?
The judge raised an eyebrow. Her lips curled into a smile.
My friends, I never promised you money. I only promised you what you would need. And that is exactly what I have given you.
But cloaks? Shoes? Bread? What good are these things to us?
The judge motioned for Ari, Amelia, and Omar to come closer. She pointed at the cloaks.
These cloaks? They will protect you from the chill of night. And these shoes?
She motioned toward the sturdy footwear.
These shoes will carry you far.
And the bread? What about the bread?
The bread will nourish you on your journey until you reach your next destination. And once you arrive, the people there will gladly fulfill your every need.
The three friends were still perplexed.
What do you mean fulfill our every need? In exchange for what?
Omar's right. We have no trade to practice. And without the money from the lamb with the golden fleece, it's not like we have goods to sell.
That's true, Amelia. I mean, what can we possibly offer these people, Your Honor? Leftover bread?
The judge looked at the three friends with twinkling eyes.
Don't you see, Ari, Amelia, Omar? You three are storytellers. You can offer the people your wonderful stories. Think about it. If I gave you money for the lamb with the golden fleece, what would you do with it? You would become business people. You would become accountants. And there is a place in the world for these honorable occupations. But if you were to follow that path, what a waste it would be. The three of you were meant for something else, something more. You must not mourn for something you do not possess. Instead, celebrate the gifts you've been given. So, go forth, storytellers, and share your amazing gift with the world.
And that's exactly what they did. Soon, Ari, Amelia, and Omar were off to travel the world. Just as the judge predicted, wherever the young friends went, they were welcomed, well-fed, and well-cared for in exchange for the magnificent stories they told. They never made enough of a fortune to buy 7 beds, 12 houses, or 365 pairs of pants. Far from it. But the three friends were rich in other things, like friendship, contentment, and, most of all, they were rich in wisdom. The wisdom to appreciate the value of such priceless treasures. Now it's your turn. Think back to all the Circle Round stories you've heard this season. Did one particularly draw you in? Maybe you really related to one of the characters, or you liked the music, or the plot had you on the edge of your seat. Think about which Circle Round story most resonated with you, then tell us about it. Have a grown-up use the Voice Memo app on a smartphone to record you talking about your favorite tale. You can talk for a few seconds or a few minutes. Then have your grown-up email us what you said. Our address is circleround@wbur.org. Special thanks to our actors this week, Laura Gardner, Maisie Scarpa, Jacob Yeh, Evan Casey, and Kathleen Chalfant. If you enjoy theater, dance, music, painting, and poetry, Kathleen is collaborating with Summerscape Dance on a multimedia production of T.S. Eliot's Four Quartets at Bard College in July. Today's story, The Lamb with the Golden Fleece, was adapted by me, Rebecca Shear, and edited by our executive producer, Jessica Alpert. Original music and sound design is by Eric Shimalonis. Our artist is Sabina Hahn. She's the one who created those wonderful coloring pages you'll find on our website. Have your grown-up visit wbur.org/circleround so you can start coloring. That's it for this season of Circle Round. We'll be back soon with a whole new batch of stories. In the meantime, you'll still hear from us each week as we present some of our favorite tales from season one. And you can catch up on episodes you missed by subscribing to Circle Round on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you have a moment, please write us a review. It helps other people find Circle Round. Circle Round is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Rebecca Shear. Thanks for circling round with us.